It is the weekend. Happy weekend, everyone. I mean, it's Tuesday, maybe even Wednesday by the time you're listening to this. So the weekend's a distant memory. But we are going to talk about the football action from said weekend in the Premier League. And it's going to be London-focused this week. I'm going to have a look at the London clubs and see what they're up to because there were some eye-catching results from the capital over the weekend. And to run through all that, I've got Mo Stewart and Neil Atkinson. And we'll start with what I'm calling the statement performance of the weekend, Neil. You might disagree. But Arsenal's win, the fact that Villa beat them twice last season, always felt like a big one early up for them. It didn't go perfectly for them, but you've, I would argue, always got to ride your luck a little bit in these games. But did they ride it a little bit more than they were fortunate to, or do you see that as a really good away win, or indeed both?
It's both. I'm of the view it's not quite a statement performance, but it's definitely a statement result. And I think that they're two different things. Arguably, if anything, you know, in the balance of play, chances, the way the game goes, they played better at Villa Park last season. You know, I think that that's a perfectly sort of reasonable position to end up in. They played better at Villa Park last season, but they get this one and they get away with it. I think the two massive chances for Watkins, I think it's important not to go too overboard in terms of criticism of him, especially on the second one. I think there is just a little bit of a thing where, like, I think he's unlucky, and I think the goalkeeper slash Arsenal are lucky, if you see what I mean. Like, he's just got to, at the moment when that sort of bounces up to him, he's almost got to throw everything he's got at it. And, you know, if the ball is almost like not even a centimetre, maybe even only half a centimetre somewhere else on his head, it doesn't present itself beautifully for the goalkeeper to do that. And I'm not going to get, you know, start almost overstating, well, what does that mean? What does that mean? I do wonder if there is a little bit of a technical thing for them to look at about his first miss. I think that it suggests he just never quite sorted his feet out. And for a player who's often got such poise, and I've done something on this on the trends with Josh Williams, for a player who's often got such poise in certain areas around the penalty area, he does seem to also simultaneously miss a few sitters.
Yeah.
And I won't have it that that's mental. And I think there'll be loads of people who try to turn these things into mental. I think there might just be a little weird little technical thing where he's very good at a certain type of shot that's actually harder, and he's less good at times at a different type of shot that sometimes drops to him.